Hello, everyone. Welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 59, season 3, and we have an interesting show coming up. This program is brought to you by Folgers Flake Coffee. And here's a commercial with Mrs. Olson from 1978. Enjoy.
What did you use in the automatic drip coffee maker?
Folgers Flake Coffee.
Delicious. What'd you use in your automatic drip coffee maker?
Folgers Flaked Coffee.
It tastes great.
Great coffee, Mrs. Olson.
Thanks. Nothing's better in these machines than Folgers. It's a coffee recommended by Mr. Coffee, the best-selling coffee maker.
Well, I love Folgers. But what's Folgers Flake Coffee?
Flake coffee releases more of Folgers' rich flavor, so you use less and save money.
If you normally use 5 measures per pot, you'll only need 4 of Folgers Flaked Coffee.
And Folgers is mountain grown, the richest, most aromatic kind of coffee.
Tastes rich. Oh, delicious. No wonder Mr. Coffee recommends Folgers.
Mountain-grown Folgers. That's how really good coffee makers make really great coffee.
Okay, I am back. I hope you enjoyed that commercial for Folgers Flake Coffee. They aired commercials during the 60s and 70s, but they were there. But in the early 60s, they didn't have Mrs. Olson. They had other actors. And the actress that played Mrs. Olson, her name was Virginia Christine. And she was in a lot of television and a lot of movies. And she started her career in the 30s. And she ended being Mrs. Olson around 1979. And she retired, and then, but sometimes commercials in the 80s, they show clips of her, and they still sell the product. Okay, so today's date is September 14th, 2021, and I have 3 things to talk about today. First off, I'm going to talk about Bozo, the world's famous clown cartoon series. September is Bozo Circus Month, so I will talk a little about that show. And the second thing I will talk about is the Tootaloop radio from Panasonic. And when I describe this radio, I think everyone who grew up in the 70s would remember this radio very well. It's transistor radio. And the third thing I'm going to talk about is the it's a tribute to Allison Payne. She was a WGN anchorwoman from the 90s and and then she retired, she left WGN in 2011, and she passed away September 1st, it's very sad. So I'll talk a little about her at the end of the show. Okay. Right now I'm going to talk about Bozo, the cartoon, the world's famous clown. Get a little information of that. I mentioned that in a previous podcast episode when I was discussing Bozo Circus. And when the show aired on WGN, they used to feature the cartoon. Probably one cartoon per show. I remember that. I used to watch it in the 70s. And the cartoon started in 1958. And it was... the art director of the series, his name was Lou Scheimer or Shimmer. He was from Filmation. He remembered doing those the Groovy Ghoulies, Archie, Sabrina the Teenage Witch. He did Gilligan's Island. They did the cartoon version. He did that. And there were 157 5-minute shorts total. So there was, for example, there were 20 in 1958, 20 episodes, 85 in 1959, and 1962, they had 52. So they skipped, 3 years to do that. I don't know what happened. And it featured Bozo, the clown. The voice was Larry Harmon. He was, he had the license rights to the character. And, you know, he was very, from what I gather, a lot of people, he was a very stingy man and very strict. Also strange, you know, but let's not go into that. Anyway, so Larry Harmon, and but his real name was Lawrence Weiss. And an interesting thing about him, he also produced cartoons for Laurel and Hardy cartoon. And I don't know if he did Abbott and Costello. No, I don't think so. Just Laurel and Hardy did that. I remember the cartoons. It was Laurel and Hardy and Abbott and Costello. I remember on Channel 9, we used to air those. And so he dressed up as Bozo sometimes. And then, interesting, in 1984, he was a write-in candidate for the presidential election at the time. And he didn't get many votes. According to some sources in Arizona, he only got 21. Who would take him seriously to be president of the United States? I mean, go figure. I mean, we all know what that means. Anyway, he passed away on July 3rd, 2008. And the rights are turned over for their children. But, you know, you don't see the cartoons on DVD or on television much. Because, I don't know, you could find some of them on YouTube if you do a search. And you would find those. And they're just like what I remember from the show. Okay. And let's see. Let's talk about a little more about the cartoon. Oh, okay. Here we go. I will talk about the characters of the cartoon in about a moment. But right now, I'm going to play the introduction of the cartoon series. If you can't hear it very well, just turn up the volume a bit. This is the introduction of the cartoon. It lasts about 14 seconds. So here it is, the introduction of Bozo, the world's most famous clown.
Bozo, the world's most famous clown. In broadsword discord.
Okay, I'm back. I hope you enjoyed the introduction. Like I said before, if you can't hear it very well, just turn up the volume a bit, you know, just for a few seconds. Anyway, getting back to the Bozo cartoon, he had a cast of characters, and I had to do a hard search looking for the characters and the names. You know, I remember what they look like. So luckily, I found. The list. So I'm going to read the list right now, and I will tell you. First off, there was Wacko Wolf. He was like a wolf. Well, he looked like a wolf. Okay. There was Tico and Taco. I think there were two chihuahuas, and there was Super Sniffer. Now, Super Sniffer was a dog, and he talked kind of droll, and he had a kind of a bone. It was called the XYZ3. It was a formulatic, had a formula in the bone. And whenever he swallowed the bone, he had a superpower with a super sense of smell. And then his chest would burst out the letter S. And I remember one episode where Bozo the Clown swallowed a bone by mistake, and he had the sense of smell. I think he did, or some other superpower, and the letter B would burst in his chest. I remember that. So he was so those characters I mentioned, Wacko Wolf, Tico and Taco, and Super Sniffer were there. Also, his boss was Circus Boss, and then there was the bad guy, Slippery Bly. He used to be there a lot. There was Punchy McFowl, Professor Tweety Foofer, I think his name. Yeah, Tweety Foofer. Okay, and there was Butchie Boy. You know, that's how Bozo took his name. And then the other bad guys were Big Shorty and Short Biggie, I think his name. I can't read that. The other one is Poco Loco, Oodles Duck, Kooky Coyote, and let's see, Alley Cat. And there was a little girl, Belinda. And there was kind of a bird. His name was Irvin. And there was Elvis the Talking Dog. And last was Dinky. So those were the, I'm sure there were other characters, but they were the main ones that featured on the episode of the show. And I bought a DVD. It was a bootleg at the Wizard World Chicago Comic Book Convention in Rosemont, Illinois. And I've seen a few episodes, not that many, but they were very fun to watch. And I haven't seen it in a long time. I plan to intend to do that again very soon. So it'll be fun. Okay. So that is all for Bozo, the World's Famous Clown cartoon series. Next, I'm going to talk about the Tootaloop radio from Panasonic. Now, I wrote a story about this on my blog, vanishchicagoland.blog, on February 22nd, 2020. You can find it there on my blog. And what's so special about this, it was my first radio, my very first radio. And I remember we lived in the Roseland neighborhood in Chicago in the 70s. That's where we lived. That's, of course, what I did. Anyway, there was a store on the corner, and it was called Block, I believe Block, and it sold electronics, and it sold radios, mostly radios, and I don't know about televisions, probably. And I saw one on display on the window, and it was called the Tootaloop Radio, or Panasonic R72. It was made in Japan, and so this radio did not have FM. Just AM. There was an FM version of the radio. It was called the RF-72. I'd never seen those. And the radio was shaped like a donut with the hole off-center. And if you twisted and twist around, it looked like an S. And you would have the dial on top. And you can, find your radio station on AM radio. Usually I was listening to WLS AM 89 in the 70s. I used to listen to those. That was the first time. There was a jack, and they had an earplug, like an earphone. You can listen. Or they had a grill on the front, so you can listen to radio. So you hold it to your ear like that. It was kind of cool. The color I had was blue, They didn't have green at the time because green was my favorite color, but other colors came in white and red and yellow. And, the name of the store was called Cy Block Appliance Store. And that was on the corner of East 112th Street and South Michigan Avenue, right across the street from Gate Lease People's store, the department store. And I remember, I don't know if people remember this in the 70s, they used to have a 7-Up can with a light bulb attached to it. And was flickering, you know, it was like the groovy time, you know. And let's see. And then I listened to WLS AM 890, and the DJs at the time were Bob Surratt and John Records Landecker. And those two guys are wonderful. And Bob Surratt is on WGN radio right now in the mornings. You can listen to him. And they needed 2 AA batteries. And sometimes it came with stickers, you know, you put on the stickers. That's how the 70s were, you know. And one time I brought it to school just to show off. That's how kids are. And then, you know, there was one kid that was interested. He wanted to take it. So I never brought it back again. So, no, I didn't want to do that. And so I kept it at home. And I kept it for a long time. And there were other radios from Panasonic at the time that was called the Ball and Chain. And that it was like a ball and chain. It was called the Parapet. The others were other radio models were the Newhall, Cranford, Clarinda, Auburn, and the Huskin. And the other was a cassette recorder called the Take and Tape. I remember that. And there was one memorable item from Panasonic. It was called the Dynamite TNT 8-track player. And the spokesman who did the commercials was Jimmy J.J. Walker from Good Times. You can find that commercial on YouTube. And it was Dynamite 8, so it was an 8-track player. And you can find them on eBay, most of those radios. And So it was kind of cool. Panasonic came out with some interesting products, you know, when it comes to radio. It was very nice. Very nice seeing that. Okay. Next thing I would talk about is I found out over the weekend that WGN anchorwoman Allison Payne passed away. But she passed away on September 1st, and she was living in Detroit at the time. I think she was born in Richmond, Virginia, but she was raised there. And from what I remember from the 90s, I used to watch her all the time. She seemed like a very nice, articulate lady, very pretty. She knew her stuff, you know. She delivered the news immaculately, you know, very, very nice. Sorry about that word. And she was there, and she served the co-anchor from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And the first anchor that was with her was Rick Rosenthal. I remember him, but he disappeared. I don't know what happened to him. And then she was paired with Steve Sanders for a long time. And she was a very nice lady, I said. And then she got started in Toledo. And then she went to Saginaw, Michigan. And she did. She was a co-anchor there for a long time. And then she moved to Chicago. And but she anchored there until 2009. And then she was she did the evening news. She filled in all that. And then she left in 2011. From what I heard, she was very sick. She had mini strokes, and she also, you know, a lot of other health issues. She battled depression, and you know, she took a lot of time off. You know, she was absent most of the time, so other people filled in. And she also said that she battled alcoholism for 20 years, and she tried, you know, her best. You know, I think she recovered, you know, but you don't really recover. You just, you know, take one day at a time. And, you know, so she left. Hopefully a lot of people would come, that she would come back, but she never did. So I guess she moved to back to Detroit. And then from what I heard, that the reason she was depressed because she lost her mother at an early age. So that's very sad. But from what I said before, she was a very nice lady, you know. And when I posted a screenshot of her on my Facebook page, Fan of Chicagoland, a lot of people remembered her, and they were very sad about her passing. You know, they took it very hard. And her coworkers, too, at the TV station here in WGN. So that's very nice, you know. And so we'll see, you know. So they played a tribute for her on Monday morning in WGN. They showed a clip with her and Steve Sanders. They were having like a celebratory dinner, you know, very fancy. And Tom Skilling played the violin. He played terribly. And then Steve Sanders and Allison Payne got up and walked out. And then Tom Skilling took the bottle of champagne, which I thought was funny. Yeah, it was funny like that. Okay. All right. So I will be back in a moment. Thank you, everyone. Okay, I'm back, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the show. A couple of things I will talk about right now. This Friday is my 40th high school reunion. I graduated in 1981. I'm going to the reunion Friday night. And I'm looking forward to it. We don't have many people because of COVID, and, you know, people are scared. I don't blame them, you know, but I wish we had more people. So there will be about 60, you know, graduates there. So it's a good size, but I wish it was like about 100 or more, but we had a big class. So I'm looking forward to that. And Saturday, I will not be doing a podcast because I'll probably stay up late. You know, so I won't have time. Probably Sunday I'll do episode 60. I'll work on that and get some interesting subjects for that episode. Okay. And let's see. So this past week, there were some anniversaries of TV shows that celebrate 55 years. One, I can think of three. Or maybe, well, three or four. One is Star Trek. Premiered in 1966. Also, The Monkees, Family Affair, The Green Hornet, you know, so, and That Girl. So they, so 55 years. So I talked about the 55th anniversary of the TV series Batman, you know, more detail. And perhaps I will talk about a little of each of the shows that I used to watch when I was growing up. Maybe in a later podcast. We'll see about that. Okay. So that'll be all for today. This is episode 59, season 3 of Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. And I hope to hear from, and I hope you enjoyed the show. And I will see you soon. And so bye-bye for now for me. And here is Ray Rayner saying bye-bye for now. Take care, everybody.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.